Raised on D&D Podcast helps to enrich your family's gaming experience by bringing you interviews with parents, educators, game designers, and influencers. Join us as we delve into the many ways that tabletop role-playing games inspire creativity, develop communication skills, and create long-lasting bonds among players. Your host has been an avid gamer since childhood, and now his kids are being raised on D&D. Here is your host, Nick Cardarelli.
Welcome back, gamers. I'm your host, Nick Cardarelli, and this is Raised on D&D. My next guest is from the Lone Star State of Texas. She shares content about playing D&D and painting miniatures with her children on Instagram. She is continuing to build her family's D&D campaign that she DMs for her children, husband, and some friends. She shares her family campaign and tips about playing with young kids to inspire more parents to feel confident sharing TTRPGs with their children. You know her on Instagram as Dungeon Master Moms. Please welcome Nicole Griffith. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, thank you, Nick. Excited to be here this morning.
Thank you so much for being on the show. We're so excited to have you for our Mother's Day special. Before we jump into all the great content that you're putting out on Instagram, I've got to ask you, can you take us back to your very first experience playing Dungeons and Dragons or tabletop role-playing games?
Yeah, I feel like I may be an anomaly in this community because I got a really late start to playing tabletop RPGs. I actually played as a player in my first D&D campaign about 2 years ago. So I'm like fresh in the world, but I'm loving it. I actually started playing with one of my childhood best friends. She was trying out being a dungeon master for the first time. And she was like, hey, like, it'll be casual. Let's play. And she finally talked me into it, of course. And we played it with her and her husband, me and my husband, playing what started as a one shot and then turned into more of a extended campaign. And if you can picture it, I actually, like, our first session, my son, who's almost two, was a week old. So I'm like trying to do dice while I'm like nursing a baby. It was a very mom vibe.
That is fantastic. So what was your first impression of getting to play tabletop role-playing games?
Yeah, we're kind of all gamer adjacent, at least, if not totally gamers. My friend and her husband had played D&D at their local game shop for maybe 5 years or so before she tried her hand at doing the Dungeon Master piece. And then my husband and I, we play board games and we play video games. He got me started on Elder Scrolls also as an adult. I wasn't really into the game scene as a teen. I feel like I really missed out, actually. But he kind of got me into that world of like the video game RPG world. So some familiarity, although the actual like D&D with all the rules and mechanics, it was a little intimidating at first.
It can be. I know that it can be. And it's so great that you were able to do that with friends in a real comfortable, safe environment and get eased into it. That's terrific. So you guys try that one shot and you just can't let it go. You can't put it down. So it turns into a whole campaign, and that is terrific. And you are a wife and a mom. And how many kids do you have and how old are they?
Yes, I have two kids. My daughter is 4 and a half, and my son is going to be 2 in June.
Fantastic. And so when was it that you decided to introduce tabletop role-playing games to the family?
Let's see. My daughter was 3. So yeah, maybe a year and a half ago, something like that. She had like snuck out of her bedroom at night and seen us playing our campaign a few times. And she just got really interested in it. And she was like, I want to play D&D. So we started playing with her when she was three, and she's just the coolest kid in the world. Like, I don't know that every 3-year-old would be into that, but she was immediately hooked into it. I think our first little like practice session we did, she played for like 3 hours straight, which is a long
Wow.
time for a 3-year-old.
That's a long time, yeah. And that's terrific. And now a lot of folks who are listening at home are like, wow, 3 years old, 2 years old, playing Dungeons and Dragons. But my three little stair steps, which are now 18, almost 17, about and 15, they started at 4, 3, 2.5. And it was one night or one afternoon. I was left alone with the children. I had watched all of the Disney Channel, the Nick Jr. and the Wiggles that I could handle. And I was like, what can I do to like keep their attention? And I pulled out the miniatures and the maps and the character sheets. And I had to get enlarged dice for the youngest one so he wouldn't choke, those kind of things. And we played this really short, like, thing, but it for like 45 minutes it held their attention, and I was like, ah, you know. But that's what started our journey into tabletop role playing as a family. So, and that always shocks people that we start so young, but you discovered that she was ready, that she was interested. Tell the folks at home a little bit of what that first session kind of looked like with a 3-year-old at the table.
Well, she has been a dice goblin for years. So she like has her own sets of dice. She probably has more dice than I do, if we're being honest, because every time we go to the game shop, she like looks with her beautiful little doe eyes and is like, "Can I have more dice?" And of course, I'm like, "Okay." And everybody at the game shop loves her, of course. So she was rolling real dice. She loves to do that. That's like half of the fun for her. And I was like, I'd never run a game before. So I really felt like I needed something that wasn't just what I was making up and some kind of like at least guidelines around how to do simplified mechanics for a kid. So I think I just asked around a few people. I know I asked at my local game shop, which I'm near Austin, so I go to Rogue's Gallery in Round Rock. So shout out to Rogue's Gallery. They're amazing.
That's terrific. We'll put a link to Rogue's Gallery in the show notes, so people can check them out.
Yes, friendliest people in the world. Great suggestions. Anything you want, go ask them. But yeah, I asked around, and one of the ones that got suggested to me was the, I think it's called Monster Slayers, Heroes of Hesiod. It's like a free PDF on DM's Guild. So I just pulled that up and printed it out. It has like a little map that you print and some little like paper minis that you can make. I already had a bunch of minis just from collecting and painting them for myself. So we used a lot of our own minis to make it a little more fun. But yeah, we ran that like one adventure, and it was a little clunky because I'd never done it before, but it worked. It was fun.
That is amazing. And I love that. Now, how did we make the jump to Instagram and deciding to share that with the world?
Yeah, it's two things. I think the first thing was I don't really have a lot of gamer friends that are also parents. So I was creating all these things that I was getting so excited about. And I had like one or two friends that I was always like sending stuff to and being like, "Look at this map I drew. Look at this little homebrew mechanic I just thought up. How cool is that?" And I was like, I need to leave these friends alone. Like, they're gonna get annoyed with me. I'll just put it out there on Instagram and see like if I find other people like me who are interested in this. So I have a place to like show off these things that I created that I'm proud of, that I'm excited about. And it kind of blew up from there. It quickly turned into the second piece, which I wasn't really expecting, which was that I connected with a lot of people who were gamers who had young kids, and they were like, "This is cool. How do I start this with my kids?" So then I really started leaning into trying to share like tips and resources, and like, this is what we do. This is how it works for us. This is how we adapt it. So, like, the 1-year-old can be at the table too. He can be like the little assistant and roll for the bad guys with his big, huge, clunky dice because he also likes to try to put them in his mouth.
Well, they look like candy in his defense.
They truly do. They look like really tasty candy rocks.
Well, I tell you, it is amazing. And Raised on D&D is actually listened to in 69 countries over 6 continents. I don't know what's going on with the folks in Antarctica, but they haven't gotten on board yet. But 6 continents, 69 countries, there are lots of families that are gaming with their children. And I think it is amazing that you're helping inspire those families and help folks know, hey, you don't have to wait till they're 12, 13, 14 years old to start playing Dungeons and Dragons with your kids. You can start real early. And what's really nice is, like you mentioned, there are free rule adaptations for younger players. There are tons of great games. Hero Kids RPG is a wonderful game. Amazing Tales. You have, there you go. You got a copy right there. That's terrific. Amazing Tales is another great one. Playground Adventures. No Thank You Evil. There's all kinds of great games for children, especially young elementary age, preschool age. 15 years ago, there wasn't as much of that. So I had to do a lot of that. Like adjustments on my own, introduce rules a little at a time. But I've been a dungeon master for over 30 years and had a little of experience on how to do that. But if you're new and you're just coming into it, there are amazing resources on the internet. And one of the ones that I always refer people to is ttrpgkids.com, which is ran by my friend Stephanie Campbell. And she has put together an amazing database. You can search for RPGs by, she's got reviews, all that. So definitely check out ttrpgkids.com. And now adding to that is Dungeon Master Moms at Instagram. And I think that is wonderful that you are putting those tips and your own experiences out there. And we are so excited to see what you've got coming out in the future. Coming up on May the 4th, it's a Star Wars day, it is a free comic book day, and this month is for gamer moms with Mother's Day coming up. So you get some exciting things coming down. Nicole, what are you guys going to be doing for these special events around the game table?
We may actually get to play a little bit of our campaign with some friends over Mother's Day weekend because we're going to be getting together with some of our gamer friends that have kids around the same age, a little bit older. So we always like that when we can like bring other people in for a couple sessions. That makes it extra fun. So hopefully, fingers crossed, all the stars will align and the kids will nap and everyone will be in a good mood and we can play at least one session over Mother's Day weekend.
That is terrific. And Nicole, the gaming community needs more strong mom role models. And we have featured over 12 gamer moms on Raised on D&D over the past 4 years, maybe more. And we are so glad that we can add you to that roster. There are moms listening who are intimidated by the DM screen, and they're worried about jumping in and being that dungeon master for the family. What advice can you give those moms who are want to but are reluctant to jump behind the screen and try?
Me too. I'm right there with them. I've never run a game for adults before. I've only done our family campaign. So I came into it with zero experience, maybe like a year under my belt of being a player. That's it. So I guess what I'm trying to say is if I could do it, you could do it. I mean, I think probably a lot of the gamer moms in the community have more experience than I do and have been in this world longer. So just like take whatever you know and start doing it. I love all the resources that are out there. I love the list that Stephanie's put together. I've referenced that many times. That's such a good resource. But like you can just pick something and try it. I think the biggest thing with like especially, I mean, maybe this is everybody, right? I want to say especially young kids because that's who I work with. But let's be honest, attention span is an issue for all of us, adults included. I think one of the big things to consider when you're the one running the game is that even if you've prepped something you're really excited for, if the energy is not right at the table, like we haven't had enough snacks today, we didn't sleep good last night, we're distracted by a bird out the window, just like be okay with either taking a break or saying, like, maybe today isn't the right day to do this. Let's try again another day. Because as the game master, it's like you get so excited and you're like, oh, but I want you to see what happens next. I'm so excited to do it. And if they're not into it, you can't just keep pushing through. It's not going to go well, especially with like a toddler. They're going to have a freak out. So be okay with taking the break. I think that's my biggest advice.
I think that's wonderful. And that's the biggest thing. If you are reading their attention span, their energy level, that I always liked when the kids were younger to leave them wanting more. So if I felt like we did 30 minutes or 45 minute session and they wanted to keep going, but I kind of felt like there with three of them, they didn't all calibrate at the same time, right? So I'm like, you know what? We'll leave it on to be continued. And then they'd be like, oh, and they'd be excited for the next session versus going past that point of exhaustion, ending up in tantrums, and then the session kind of end on a downer, right? So I think you're absolutely right. Take a break. Don't be afraid to say, okay, let's leave it here and come back to it. That's great. That's great advice. Nicole, I gotta ask you about this because I have loved looking at the pictures of your miniatures. I love painting
Yeah.
miniatures. It is so relaxing to me. It's kind of like a little meditation time for me, where I'm just focused in on that miniature, and I can not worry about anything. I don't have to think about anything. So, how did you get into painting miniatures? Was that after becoming into D&D, or was it before?
It was around the same time, maybe a little bit after. I've always thought about painting miniatures. I've had some tabletop board games that came with gray miniatures that I thought, like, oh, this would be so much better if I painted them, but I never actually went out and like got the paint sets to do it. And then really, pretty shortly after we had started our like adult campaign, I wanted to make minis of our characters, naturally, right? You get attached to your character, you want to see them come to life. So that kind of gave me a little more fuel to like, okay, maybe go out and buy some paints and start. For me, it's very meditative, like you said. I definitely paint when I'm feeling anxious or overwhelmed, and I find that it really just helps me to like calm my thoughts and get some of the chaos out of my mind. So really, like, if I'm being totally honest, the thing that made me finally take the leap to like buy the starter paint set was I had a really rough week and I just needed to do something different to like try to get through some of the thoughts that were really crowding my head. And I went to the game shop I bought some paints and I was like, we're just going to do it. It might not turn out good, but we're just going to do it. And, you know, of course, I got hooked and the story continues from there. And now I just have this whole collection of miniatures that are really fun.
Nicole, I think that's great that you enjoy painting miniatures and feel like it's a meditation like I do. Now, I understand that you have also included your children in the miniature painting. Can you tell us a little bit about how that goes?
Yeah, so my kids are very artistic. I don't know. I'm a mom, right? So I'm going to say my kids are the best at everything. But that's what I think. So my daughter especially really loves to paint, and she saw me painting miniatures and immediately was interested in doing that as well. So it's actually a thing that we do together. Granted, it's much less meditative when we're doing it together. But I don't know. I think if you're a miniature painter and you have, let's be honest, we all have a little pile of gray that we will probably never get to, handing a couple over to your kid and letting them either use like the cheap apple barrel paint from the craft store, or even if, you know, if they're very young, like my son who's almost two, give them the Crayola washable paint. The first few minis we painted, my daughter and I wasn't quite ready to give her permanent paint yet because I didn't know what was going to happen. I had visions of it being like slung on the walls of our home. She's actually not chaotic with the paint, but I didn't know. So I gave her the Crayola washable paint. And we made it kind of a fun thing where she could paint the mini and then we could give it a bath because it washes off. And then she could paint it again. So the same mini lasted for like 10 different painting sessions.
I love that idea just for practice. I think that's terrific, being able to wash it off and redo it again. I
Yeah.
know that when I started painting miniatures with my children, it was great because they all had these different levels of skill and you saw the different details. Now, there are these miniatures that are kind of enlarged. Most miniatures are, if you're using the D&D brand miniatures, those are really a true 28 millimeters. So they're really, really small. Details really small. I am a huge fan of Reaper miniatures. That's my brand of choice is Reaper, and they're more of a 30-32 heroic size miniature, and I like those just a little bit more. And you can get those now in the plastic, the bones, or you can get them in the old school metal. But there are these miniatures that you can get from places like Hobby Lobby. And they are very, they're enlarged miniatures. They're about, I would say they're around 45 to 50 millimeters, and they're fantasy themed. And they are really great for smaller children because they fit in their hands better. There's more space to paint. So I always recommend parents with young children, if you want to get them into miniature painting, getting those miniatures from Hobby Lobby that are a little bit enlarged, 45, 50 millimeter. Or if you got a 3D printer, you can print those at home and print them out and then let them paint. But I love your suggestion of Crayola washable paint, being able to wash it and repaint it again. That is a fantastic tip. Thank you, Nicole.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for the Hobby Lobby tip. I'm gonna have to go look for those.
That's terrific. And I, you know, one of the things that was great about having miniatures on hand, especially with the children, because I feel like children need those visuals. They
Yes.
need things that they can interact with physically on the table, whether it's dice or miniatures, things like that. It really, really helps them. I remember one of the first games I played with my children, I had painted this beautiful, well, not beautiful, this horrific troll. And my daughter picked it up off the game board. She looked it over and, you know, really examined it, like, okay, what are we dealing with here? And that really helped bring it to life for them. So I think that is wonderful. The other thing that we add to our games is, as they got a little bit older, is we would make it especially if we're going to do a longer session, like a 3 hour, 4 hour session, we would make it kind of a party, a theme party. And one example that I've given is I wrote a Polynesian themed D&D adventure where they got to jump from island to island and fight Polynesian mythological creatures. And we went ahead and did a whole luau theme for our family as we had the food, we had leis around the necks, we decorated the house with all of those tiki torches and things like that. And
Oh.
it was just a whole other element. So just like your miniature painting has come out of playing Dungeons and Dragons, all kinds of other art expressions and educational benefits come out of playing Dungeons and Dragons, not just for children, but also for adults as well. So I think it's wonderful that you're starting so early with them and you're in the beginning of this journey and you're sharing that with everyone on Instagram. I think it is very inspirational and I am so excited for your family and for the folks who are following you at Dungeon Master Moms at Instagram. So Nicole, I think one of the biggest questions on everyone's mind is going to be, what is the next step for you?
Yeah, I want to. It's I'm always trying to balance doing the game creation. It's so fun. It's such a great hobby. I feel so fulfilled creating in that way. It's just like this very great creative artistic outlet, and I want to keep doing more with it. I'm going to definitely keep sharing stuff on Instagram from our family campaign. You will be seeing how it develops and the different adventures that we go on. Hopefully, as my son gets more verbal, like I said, he's almost two. So as he gets more verbal, I'm hoping that we can move him from being my assistant to the dungeon master to actually being a player in the campaign. So that'll be coming up here in the next year. You'll probably see the transition of him actually starting to play, which will be exciting. And all of my homebrew like mechanics that I come up with, if I come up with like a cool trap or some kind of cool visitor that pops up, I'll share those on Instagram and people are welcome to take them and use them and edit them. At this point, I'm not anticipating like selling anything or publishing any kind of modules. Some people have asked me about like commissions for painting miniatures. I'm not doing that currently either. Maybe in the future, but right now it's just for fun and really to connect with other parents or even not parents, teachers or mentors, anyone that has a relationship with kids that wants to game with them.
That is terrific. And on Raised on D&D, that is what we are all about. And we are so excited to have you on. Nicole, welcome to the gaming community. Welcome to the Dungeons and Dragons content creating community on Instagram. And we hope you have a wonderful Mother's Day.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me and welcoming me into the community. I so love all the people I've met through this. I was not expecting to meet so many cool folks when I started the Instagram, but I love it and I'm going to keep borrowing or stealing or being inspired by your content as well.
Thank you for joining us on another episode of Raised on D&D Podcast. Be sure to subscribe and follow on all your favorite apps and social media.